We're ready. All right, we're on Jashri with Melissa Stylianou. Melissa, welcome back to Rochester.
Thank you so much, Derek. I'm so happy to be here.
So last time we spoke, album just dropped with Gene Burancini and Eystrom. What's the name of the album?
It's called Dream Dancing, and it's an album of standards that we love and bossa novas, and it's just such a wonderful celebration of the trio.
Talk about working with someone like Gene Burancini on a project like that.
Well, what we tried to do was get in the studio and just make it as comfortable as we could all be so we could have that live vibe. Because Gene Burancini is twinkle in his eye, you know, completely in the moment. And we had a couple arrangements planned, but a lot of what you hear on the record is just as you'd hear us live. So it's really got that sparkle.
So for a long time, you and Gene worked together. What was that like, doing that live and doing that in those kind of intimate settings?
I love guitar, bass, and voice. I love drums too in bigger groups, but I just love that space. And Ike and Gene particularly, and also Ronnie and Josh, whom I played with here, are such experts at leaving space and listening to each other. So it's much less about, you know, my backing band and me leading the way, and it's really collaborative. So that's why we called it Dream Dancing, because we like to kind of take the lead in the dance, share the leadership.
And then the other world that you have, the world of Duchess, how's that going for them?
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. We're doing gigs here and there, bouncing back after COVID, and just having a great time. We've got a lot of projects on the burner and working on it.
Awesome. Yeah. Listen, thanks so much for taking Jazz Further.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
To learn more about us, learn more about you, where can we go?
Oh, you can go to melissastylianou.com. Or if you're on Instagram, at sleepinbee with no G. That's where I am.
Awesome. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.